For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new open letter. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that blame the wrong thing. Dear people that blame the wrong thing. Seriously? So last night, I watched the new movie, Joker. And guess what? I didn't freak out. I didn't hurt anyone last night or this morning. And I'm pretty sure I'm not losing my mind or gonna freak out anytime soon. What I did do was enjoy, in my opinion, a really good movie. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I'll tell you that Joker kills less than a half a dozen people. But the theaters weren't letting people watch the movie by themselves like a loner. They weren't allowing anyone to wear masks or makeup or anything like that to the movies. Do you know how many people go to the movies alone because they just want to escape their boring, non-murderous life for a while? Also, nobody is stopping people from reading books alone, right? Although books have been blamed for bad stuff before. We all know the only reason Hinckley shot at Reagan was because of a book, The Catcher in the Rye, right? Oh no, it was because he was crazy and he wanted to bang teenage Jodie Foster? That's right. Plus the fact that he had a bunch of different books in his hotel room, but they picked that one. You know, the author, J.D. Salinger, was just like, hey guys, I just wrote a book. Like, I had nothing to do with this. Here's a few things. One, try to wear a mask in public to a movie or anything else. They're probably going to stop you because people that wear masks in public or on any other day than Halloween are probably a lunatic. Number two, John Wick kills no less than 900 people in each of the John Wick movies. And nobody says anything about those movies. Now, I know what you're thinking, but the guy in Colorado shot all those people in the theater at the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises because of the Joker. First off, Bane was the bad guy in that movie. Second, the shooter guy had red hair, not green hair like the Joker, and I don't think he ever said anything about the Joker. Now, I'm not certainly not defending this guy. I'm just saying that people are trying to blame a movie character are blaming the wrong thing. You know who you should blame? The crazy guy with guns that shot all the people. If somebody does a big burrito fart right in your face, do you blame that guy that farted? Or do you blame the restaurant where he went to eat the burrito? Exactly. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.